Casey, a rare dusky leaf monkey, is proving popular with three adult females at Twycross Zoo since he moved into his new home following a transatlantic flight. The six-year-old flew in from Birmingham, Alabama, a few weeks ago to take part in the zoo's breeding program for this threatened species. It is hoped that he will mate with Mork, aged 10, Matilda, 6, and Frieda, 10, and improve the bloodline of the offspring. Tony Dobbs, head of primate section at Twycross, said, "Casey arrived at Twycross Zoo a few weeks ago and has settled in really well. He's already very friendly with our three females, which is a good sign. Despite the big move from Birmingham Zoo, he's very chilled out and relaxed in his new home. He is on show to the public and has been busy over the past few weeks exploring his new surroundings." Twycross Zoo has been caring for dusky leaf monkeys since it opened in 1963. And the zoo has been successful in breeding this endangered primate with more than 50 born at Twycross. The dusky leaf monkey, also known as a spectacled langur, is found in Southeast Asia, and they've been classified as near threatened on the International Union for Conservation Nature Red List. Their main colour can vary through shades of grey and brown, but the front and tail are lighter and they have white patches around their eyes and mouth. Baby dusky leaf monkeys are born with bright yellow or orange fur and pink faces, and they develop their adult colours after about 6 months. Sharon Redrobe, zoological director, said, "While transferring an animal from outside of Europe involves a lot of planning, introducing Casey into our group at Twycross Zoo brings in a fresh new bloodline to breed with our three females. Genetically, he's very important for the conservation of this species."
Burglars caught after £25,000 raid. Two burglars have been jailed following a £25,000 burglary at a village home. Odell Christian of Munnings Close, Belgrave, Leicester, and getaway driver Wesley Williams of Stubbs Road, Leicester, carried out the break-in at a house in Harbury, South Warwickshire, in September 2011. Although Christian pleaded guilty to the burglary, Williams denied being involved, but was convicted following a trial at Warwick Crown Court. Williams, 26, was jailed for 21 months and Christian, 35, for 15 months. Prosecutor Andrew Molloy said Williams and Christian travelled from Leicester to Harborough in a black BMW. It was a joint enterprise in which Williams was the getaway driver while Christian entered the premises. Mr. Molloy said a Harbury resident saw Christian in her neighbour's back garden. Shortly afterwards, she saw the man inside the house, then leaving, and called the police. Christian, who had taken a safe containing £25,000 of jewellery, got into the BMW, which was driven off at speed by Williams. The police were given the make, colour and number of the getaway car by another neighbour, and a short time later it was stopped by officers. Williams was driving with Christian as his passenger, and in the car the officers found a black woolen hat, gloves and a window punch. Williams claimed he had driven to Leamington to view a car advertised on a website, but was unable to provide any contact details for the seller. He maintained Christian had not left his company except to answer a call of nature. Police seized footwear from the two men, and a scenes officer found a footprint in the burgled house which matched Christian's shoes. Williams then changed his story and during his trial claimed he had been paid £30 to take his friend to Harbury and that he did not know why and knew nothing about the burglary. The court heard Williams had convictions for drug offences in 2003 and 2004 and had been jailed for 15 months in May last year for a burglary. Christian is serving a prison sentence for another offence. He was given a reduced sentence for an early guilty plea. The neighbours, whose alertness led to the capture of the burglars, are to receive commendations from the court.
Young people who have been causing trouble in two neighbouring villages will be ordered to leave the streets under new powers adopted by the police. The measure, known as a dispersal order, has been introduced in Thurnby and Scraptoft, following complaints from residents and businesses about the behaviour of a group of youths. They have been blamed for a series of incidents of vandalism and drunken antisocial behaviour in both villages. The order, which has been granted under the Antisocial Behaviour Act, allows police to break up groups of young people who are causing a nuisance, telling them to leave the area for up to 24 hours. Those under 16 can be escorted home. Anyone who fails to comply with the police officer's instruction to disperse can be arrested and could face a fine of up to £5,000 or up to 3 months in custody. The order came into effect on Monday. Police stressed it was not a blanket curfew and that youngsters will have nothing to fear if they are behaving. A number of ringleaders have previously been visited at home and spoken to in the presence of their parents. Two youths suspected of involvement in the trouble have been arrested, said Beat Officer PC Steve Wynn. We have a group of youths which has been causing problems for residents and shopkeepers for some time. And the idea of introducing the dispersal order now is that it will cover the spring and summer months, which have been the most problematic times. It's not a curfew. Officers will use their discretion on how they use the dispersal order in response to complaints from residents. One shopkeeper in Thurnby said, "We had problems with people hanging around after the shop had closed. It was kids drinking and leaving litter around the street. They weren't actually harassing anyone, but the people who live here felt very uncomfortable. We've not had any problems for the past few months because the police are doing a good job, and hopefully this new thing that they are doing will make sure the problems don't come back." Simon Galton, the area's district and county councillor, said, "I have been to a number of public meetings there where residents have raised concerns about antisocial behaviour of a fairly large number of youths. The problems people have been talking about include windows being smashed, gardens being trampled, and fences broken. There was concern among some people that the police have been slow to react to these problems, but I think they will be reassured now that these issues are being taken seriously. The order will be in place for 6 months and will be reviewed by police regularly." Similar orders have been granted in parts of Leicester and have been credited with helping to reduce street crime and antisocial behaviour. The boundaries of the Thurnby order are Station Lane, including Fern Close, Forest Rise and neighbouring open land and Pulford Drive. The boundary of the area of Scraptoft, which is covered by the order, is part of Covert Lane, Station Lane, Scraptoft Rise, Main Street, BB Road, including Malmesbury Avenue, Mitchell Green, Cora Close and Elliot's End. It also includes the Edith Cole Memorial Park. And there's a little thing here that says, youths hanging around streets, do you think the order will have an impact? And you can have your say by visiting thisisleicestershire.co.uk.
Martine wants England debut versus Germany. Martine Raham of Knighton, Leicester, had lost the sight in his left eye by the age of 4, and a genetic condition left him completely blind when he was 8. But that has not stopped him pursuing his dream. In 2009, he and two football coaches set up a team in Leicester for blind players. And at the age of 24, he now looks set to achieve his dream of playing for England's national blind team. He said, "I've been picked for the squad. I'm really hoping to get my first cap for England in the friendly against Germany this weekend. I've always been into football, and I played as soon as I could walk. But after losing my sight, I didn't play until I set up the blind team in Leicester. Our East Midland team is a really good side now, and we were taken on by the Football Association a couple of years ago. The game for blind footballers is played on five-a-side pitches. Four blind players are assisted by three coaches on the sidelines and a fully sighted goalkeeper. The ball has bearings inside so the players can hear it. Martine said it's a really fast game, an adaptation of futsal. Friendlies will be played at St George's Park in Burton-on-Trent on Friday and Saturday. Martine does not yet know if he will start on the pitch, bench or get to play at all. He said, "The main thing is I'm in the squad now. The scout who came to league games saw me and got me in the squad. I've trained with the second squad for the past year, but to finally be in on the team is like a dream coming true." Jeff Davis, the Football Association's performance manager for Paralympic football, said, "Martin has become very skillful on the ball, and if he carries on improving as he has been, he'll become a very effective footballer. He could have a good chance of representing England at the next Paralympic Games in 2016. He's been called up to come along for the two fixtures this weekend against Germany, and it's a really big thing for him."